Julie Cross's debut novel, Tempest, begins with an entry from the journal of 19-year-old Jackson Meyer. The year is 2009, and he opens with this. Okay, so it's true. I can time travel, but it's not as exciting as it sounds. This novel for young adults has science fiction, adventure, and romance going for it. Here's an excerpt from the book's description. The year is 2009. 19-year-old Jackson Meyer is a normal guy. He's in college, has a girlfriend, and he can travel back through time. But it's not like the movies. Nothing changes in the present after his jumps. There's no space-time continuum issues or broken flux capacitors. It's just harmless fun. That is, until the day strangers burst in on Jackson and his girlfriend, Holly. And during a struggle with Jackson, Holly is fatally shot. In his panic, Jackson accidentally jumps back 2 years to 2007. But this is not like his previous time jumps. Now he's stuck in 2007 and can't get back to the future. Julie Cross lives in central Illinois with her husband and three children. She works at the Champaign YMCA as gymnastics program director. As I mentioned, Tempest is her first novel. It is not her last. It is the first in a trilogy, and the film rights have been optioned by Summit Entertainment, the company behind the Twilight movies. Julie Cross will talk about Tempest this Saturday afternoon, January 21st at 2 o'clock at the Champaign Public Library. A book signing will follow from 3 to 5 p.m. Julie Cross, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm fine.
Very good. Well, this must be a very heady time for you.
Yes, definitely. Very busy.
Yeah. Your publisher, St. Martin's Press, notes in a press release that you had not considered writing professionally until just a couple of years ago. What happened?
I think May of 2009 was when I started writing. It was, I don't know, I just kind of started writing a short story for fun and then kept going until it was a book a few months later.
What was the catalyst for writing this particular novel? Why, first of all, young adult literature, and why a novel about time travel?
I wrote young adult literature because that's my favorite genre to read, so that was definitely the most natural for me to write. As far as time travel, it was kind of a lot of ideas thrown into a pot, and that was one that that I was really interested in. It's just fun. It hasn't been done a lot, and there's a lot of places you can go with that topic.
Yeah, and tell us about the main characters of this novel. We have Jackson and Holly and Jackson's close buddy who knows his ability, his secret.
Right, yeah. One of the things that's different about this particular young adult novel is it's a boy main character, which there are some YA books out there with male protagonists, but not quite as many as with females. And he's also 19. He's in college. And he's kind of from the Upper East Side of Manhattan, really kind of a prep school kid. And Holly, his girlfriend in 2009, she's from New Jersey, and she kind of has a different background. And so is Adam, who is first Holly's friend and then becomes Jackson's when they take a job as summer camp counselors at a YMCA in Manhattan.
And this business of time travel, that has to be pretty tricky for a writer to keep that in check in a way. Do you know what I'm saying? To keep it so that it makes sense and that we can, as readers, follow the time travel exploits?
Yeah, it is tricky. But right off the bat, just in the first few chapters of Tempest, basically even just the first chapter that you read, you'll find that there's a little bit of a different spin on time travel. So that kind of makes it easier in the beginning and then a little more complicated in some ways. It requires, you know, some note-taking and lots of checking back to make sure that that we've gotten everything the same. And you kind of have to establish your set of rules and then make sure that you follow them throughout. But otherwise, you can do a lot with time travel. You can really, you can kind of do your own thing. You just have to make sure that you don't break your own rules.
Yeah, no space-time continuum issues or broken flux capacitors. So you made up your own rules on this. You didn't draw on some of the time travel stories that we've seen in fiction and in the movies and so on.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So you've got novels 2 and 3 coming in this trilogy. Are they complete?
I've done 2 drafts of the second book, and I've done a big, about 20,000 words of the third book, and then a lot of outlining and plotting for that as well. Some things I'm writing in book 2 and 3 kind of at the same time.
Does that make it easier or more difficult?
It makes it easier, definitely, because it's time travel. The plot is kind of circular,
mm-hmm.
So there's things that that you go back to again, like it's hard to explain without spoiling too much, but
don't do that.
There's scenes where they end up in the same place, and so when it's fresh in my mind, if I know that they're going to go back there in the third book, then I can go ahead and write that both of those scenes for the book 2 and book 3.
Yeah. What is it that draws you as a reader to young adult literature?
I think really there's no limitations on the issues that can be explored, and it's very fresh because with that age, they're going through so many things for the first time, and I think that there's so much emotional heaviness that comes with that, you know, with those teen years, that it's really, you know, it's just really fun to read it, I think, than someone who's, you know, been through the same thing over and over again.
And what were your favorites, or what are your favorites in this genre of fiction?
There's so many. I read so much young adult books, probably 2 or 3 a week. So definitely some of my favorites are, I like a lot of the contemporary kind of edgy young adult novels, like The Sky is Everywhere by Jandy Nelson. I like Gail Forman's books, If I Stay and Where She Went. Those are kind of speculative. They're not quite paranormal. It's hard to tell. I like those books that kind of ride the edge. It's still very much contemporary. I love the Harry Potter series. Obviously, that's one of my favorites, absolute favorites.
Yeah. Now, you have 3 children, and your oldest is 11, and then there's an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. They've got to be readers, I'm imagining, if mom is such a big reader.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they've all just recently had their birthdays in late fall, so they're actually
12, 9, and 7.
So, yeah, they're a little older now. But my oldest, it's kind of nice because he has read some of the same books that we've been reading. He recently read The Hunger Games and The Maze Runner, which my husband also read. So that's been really fun. And I read all the Harry Potter books to him, we started that in first grade, and it took us till the end of third grade to get through all 7 of them. But that's something that, you know, we really enjoyed it doing together. And then my 9-year-old is reading things like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And then my 7-year-old, we're still reading to her. But yeah, they all love books and stories. And especially when it becomes a movie and they get to go and see the movie after they read the story.
And we've got to wrap up here, but I'm curious about what you're going to talk about Saturday at the library.
Probably, I've been kind of thinking I have a broad audience. I have people that know me, people that are writers and don't know me. So I think I'm just going to give a very basic overview of what I've done, and I'm going to let people ask a lot of questions so they can get the information that they came to get.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
And I hope that someone will ask you, I'm not able to because we're out of time, about the journey from, you know, sitting down and writing a short story to getting published and, in fact, you know, having a trilogy here ahead of you.